You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
In this week's SME Corner, we have Edge Learning. It is a education technology company that is redesigning the future of learning in the 21st century, where digital teachings will become more and more of a prominent feature. And we are joined by its CEO, Dr. Andrew Hibling. Andrew, thanks so much for your time. Just before we talk about the now in terms of what is happening in the education space, how did your company begin, and what problem were you trying to solve when Edge Education was established?
Hi, good evening, Fifi. Yeah, our company started in 2006. We started life as an educational publishing business. That was our origin. And the problem that we were trying to solve was this notion where people would have a particular course, they would design that course with a set of learning objectives, and then they would have to prescribe a 1,000-page textbook to be able to deliver the content to the students. So we basically took a notion that let's create a learning experience, or let's create content that is specifically constructively aligned to a particular course. So that was really the origin of our space that we filled.
Just looking at the times then that we are in now, and what the pandemic has done to the way we learn in the past 2 years, I mean, remote learning has become the thing of the day, just as most students were not allowed on their physical campuses, and now it's digital textbooks that a lot of students have had to learn from. What do you think have been the pros and cons of education in this country having been made to go digital in such a short space of time?
I think that's exactly the point, is that it was an absolute revolution, or an accelerated revolution. It was sort of 2 years that all these training providers, learning institutions, had to adapt the way they delivered their teaching and learning. And there was this emergence of the term remote teaching and learning, which needs to be differentiated from online learning, because that's basically what the residential or face-to-face institutions did. All of a sudden, they had to take their lectures, take their tutorials, and deliver them online. So there was this, almost a stopgap that occurred. And I think what's happening now is there's been a bit of an understanding or an appreciation of the value of properly constructed online learning, and people are starting to enjoy it. We primarily operate within the higher education context, and the content that we develop really becomes the basis for that online learning experience. So if you're operating in an off-site environment, your engagement is primarily with that content, and so that content needs to be purposefully created, which is quite funny, because you know it kind of relates to our origin, creating content that is purposely created for a particular qualification or course. And then obviously facilitating engagement with that content, that is key. And it's not just engagement with that content, it's engagement with other students and educators around that content. And it's quite interesting from a social learning perspective, because online learning, or distance learning by its sort of nature or history, was very much antisocial, if you will. There wasn't much contact. It was distance learning. But new technologies, new information and communication technologies, actually allowing off-campus or off-site learning, teaching and learning, to be more social. So we think that that's definitely going to be a trend going forward, is this creation of purposeful content specific to a particular course or degree, and then facilitating that engagement around that with your peers and educators.
The pandemic, though, just given the big disruption it did bring to the sector in which you operate, from a business point of view, what has it done, and how has it changed the way you do things at Edge Education?
So our origins were as a publishing business, and we really delved into multimedia creation as early as 2009. And then it became very apparent that it's not just about the creation of that content, it's about the delivery of that content, the facilitation of the engagement around that content. So that was our sort of venture into the learning platform environment. So what the pandemic really did is it accelerated that. And from a print perspective, that was less in demand, particularly in the deep dark days of the pandemic. We weren't able to print at all. So there was this necessity, obviously, to be able to deliver that content and facilitate, again, that engagement online. So I think it really just was a catalyst. It was an enzyme. It accelerated it massively.
Mm. You mentioned social learning as a key trend that's likely to shape the future of education in the 21st century. What are some of the other aspects that we need to bear in mind when we think of the future of education?
So there's a couple of trends that are unfolding, and I think it's useful to think about it from the perspective of longer-term trends and then shorter-term trends. And the disruption that we're really experiencing at the moment now is really a crescendoing of those longer-term trends with those short-term trends, and that's really resulting in the disruption. So, I mean, just from a sort of very long societal change or trend perspective, obviously globalization is a massive thrust at the moment, and that's really exposing new markets, new ways of doing things, new technologies, new programs that are available to us as Africans, and it's really driving our exposure to top-class education. And I think that's going to be setting the bar in terms of what it is that we have to deliver from our training providers' perspective. Social learning, as you mentioned, digital transformation, just from a human behavior perspective, is changing our learning. And it's quite interesting because it's almost sort of returning us to our roots in a way. Our way to learn naturally is to be able to have conversations with our peers, to be able to have conversations with our families. And digital transformation, information and communication technology is promoting that, it's accelerating that again. And then you've got a whole lot of other sort of trends. I mean, in the mega trends, sort of medium-term consumption pattern change, unbundling is another massive trend that's occurring at the moment. The idea that you don't have to enroll for a 2 or 3 or 4 year program, you can really complete the sort of underlying elements one by one, and then ultimately that will result in the whole. So that is a big trend that's happening globally from a sort of teaching and learning perspective. Mobile learning, of course, is huge. As I mentioned earlier, off-campus learning, that notion that on-campus learning is superior, is very much being challenged in terms of the quality of online learning that's delivered. Hybrid learning, micro learning, and then obviously the metaverse. I was hearing about Snoop Dogg's neighbor property being sold for $7 million. The potential of the metaverse is huge on learning in terms of again, interaction, content, how it is that we think critically, how it is that we develop those skills, which are not just necessarily about content in a particular program.
All right. It sounds exciting, Andrew, but we'll have to leave it there for now. Thanks so much for joining the show, Dr. Andrew Hibbling, the CEO at Edge Education.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.